Bunker.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earle, and I know that this is going to be a standard, average... Oh, Jesus!
You guys, we gotta talk. You gotta talk.
Hello.
Hi,
it's me, Walter. Hi, we gotta talk.
Yep. Okay.
Billy's...
Okay, yeah, just take Billy's
chair. Yeah, Billy's dead. Anyway, we gotta talk about bug snacks, guys.
Wait, why is he dead?
Okay, so, look, I just have to talk about this. We gotta get this out here. Don't worry about it. We're just gonna get this out. We're gonna get it done.
Yes, absolutely.
But
okay,
yeah,
I'm
you don't
in.
Care that Billy's
I've accepted.
Dead?
It was
no,
horrible.
No, we're fine. Look.
It's horrible. A bunch of logs on a log hoarding truck. They crashed. They cracked open on the freeway. There was, oh my god, fire and flames.
Oh my god.
Billy was worried about the car hitting him all this time.
Yep.
And what he should have been worried about was what was on the car.
It was logs. Yep.
Yeah. True. Well,
didn't
truly.
Definitely just least... get finished watching Final Destination 2. Billy's dead. Not in my trunk. Anyway, hi, I'm Walter Mueller. I'm Kayla's husband, and I know a lot about bug snacks. Let's go.
Yes. Okay. I'm in.
I do know a moderate about bug snacks, so this will be interesting.
Now, I know almost nothing about bug snacks besides you introduced me to one, and I can't stop thinking about his dumb name.
I'm not going to be showing you that one, unfortunately.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to be talking about some bug snacks here and some of my favorite ones, and just kind of to get you into the lore. So I'm going to be throwing some images into this chat, and we're going to be talking about them here. Anyway, this is the first one.
Boom.
Yes.
I know this one. Dan gets to name the boy.
Dan gets to name the boy.
The worst part is I am 90% sure you told me all of their names.
I did. I told you all of their names at one point during a very drunken night back in January.
Yes. Okay. This is...
Keep in mind, and I do want to clarify, you know, hey, congratulations, listeners. This is a prank April Fool's Day episode about bug snacks. But much like Pokemon, bug snack names are kind of follow Pokemon naming conventions. Very portmanteaus, just like... You know, look at what it is and kind of change it a little and you won't be very far off.
Yeah. Also, for what I'm looking at, this is a strawberry with the leaves as legs and big googly eyes. I'm going to name it Barub. It's a berry cherub.
Oh,
berry.
That's so cute.
That's
Walter,
pretty good.
Walter, do I get to say... Wait, Dan, do you say the names or does Billy say the names once we...
Billy normally says the names.
Okay. So
Walter's
commanding presence.
I do know a moderate amount. Dan, this is Strabby.
Strabby!
This is
right.
Strabby.
Okay.
It is a...
Because there's Strabby, Rezzy, and another one.
Yes, there are several Strabby-type bug snacks in the area, but this is the OG. Some might even call this the mascot of bug snacks. It's the first one you really encounter in the game. According to the bugsnacks.fandom.com wiki, it is a combination of a strawberry... and a ladybug or an aphid. It is.
Oh.
Now here's
That's
the
my
thing.
Favorite part.
Here's the really fun thing. So, like Pokemon, in bug snacks, you gotta catch them all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you catch them all, they give you data about these.
Almost like the Dex.
And so, like Pokemon, there are sometimes types. Like sort of classifications of bug snacks, if you will. They're not all super perfect, but they help you kind of, you know, look for certain, they help you fulfill certain challenges. So a Strabby falls into the categories of red and fruity bug snacks.
Well, what I love is we've talked about it. We're like, hey, Charmander is the lizard Pokemon. And yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a lizard. But hey, I can't argue that this isn't red and fruity. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It does fit the criteria.
And oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, here's another thing I want to say. They all, since they're snacks, they are food that you can eat in the game. Well, not your character, but others will eat bug snacks in the game. I'd like to play a game with you, Dan. Guess how many calories the Strabby is.
Okay.
Because they all have their calories listed.
Okay. Is it like a kilocalorie situation, I'm thinking, where it's like we say calorie, the rest of the world says calorie, you know, like little c?
Oh.
I don't
this
know.
This is a video game, so I don't know how accurate it is.
Well, here's the thing. Think strawberry, Dan. How many calories is a strawberry?
120.
Okay. Sure, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
That's my guess.
Okay. A strabby is listed as 400 calories.
Jesus Christ.
It is an animal.
That's a donut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in like, Dan, do you recall what happens when you eat a bug snack?
I know you get weird, like, you grow something from the bug snack,
yeah,
right?
So,
like,
you absorb
it into yourself.
In-universe, the character you play is allergic to bug snacks and cannot eat them. But if you feed a strabby to another person, they're called grumpuses in this game.
No, they're play fucking it. Not.
Yes, the they game. Are. Play this game. If you feed a strabby to a grumpus, one of their limbs will take on kind of a strabby-esque form. It is irreversible, at least in the game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think the impression is over time you work it out of your body. But you just don't get to see that in the story, really.
Yeah.
You just keep replacing it with other bug snacks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, if I feed someone a strabby and then feed them another arm replacement one, does it overwrite the strabby DNA?
You can change the strabby eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, eventually you get to choose.
And I think that was on the front of the box. One of the selling points of the game is you can change the strabby.
Yes.
Yes. Also, I looked it up. A strawberry is 6 calories.
All right. And so,
wow.
As I said, a lot of people
do consider
the strabby as kind of like the mascot of bug snacks. So here is our next bug snack, who some would argue is the face of the franchise.
It's my boy, Bunger.
Yeah, Bunger. It is.
Bunger.
We have one.
Yes.
Bunger.
Yes, it's good.
We have one.
Why don't you describe what he looks like, Dan?
Yeah.
It's a burger in like a paper wrap around half of it with fry legs and curly fry tusks, I think, like half curly fry.
Yeah,
it's
that's
so
fair.
Good.
And of course, the googly eyes.
Yeah, and the googly eye. Well, the googly
signature.
Eyes, I think that's just
that's
a
everyone.
Bug snacks.
That is such a stupid, smart design choice. Like, it's so dumb, but it's so smart for having a consistent design language throughout this game.
Yes.
They are food with googly eyes.
We've done it.
Yes. So this is Bunger. And Bunger is a combination of a rhinoceros beetle and a cheeseburger. Also one of the first bug snacks you find in the game. He is listed as an aggressive type bug snack as well as a meaty bug snack, which I think we
aggressive
can all agree.
Yeah, I see. You say aggressive. I do not see a hint of aggression in these eyes.
Yes. Well, I mean, so interesting. A lot of aggressive bug snacks are it's on sight when you see these. When you see it, like if they spot your
you
player,
you get in a perimeter.
If they spot you, they're throwing hands immediately.
Okay, all right.
Bunger is, I think, the exception to that, where he won't attack. He will attack things, but you have to do certain or fulfill certain parameters. Would you like to guess what the Bunger is attracted to?
Okay. Bunger, is it? Can you use, like, ketchup as bait?
Yes, you can.
Okay, is that what it? You just leave, like, ketchup out and then Bunger comes crawling?
Yes, you can throw ketchup at objects, other grumpuses, other bug snacks.
There's a sauce mechanic, essentially.
It's a sauce
mechanic,
yeah.
You get a
mechanic,
sauce
yeah.
slingshot.
Oh,
and there are
okay.
plants in bug snacks. Pardon me, Dan. There are plants, or pardon me, Walter. There are plants in bug snacks, the game, that grow ketchup packets, I think mustard. Right?
No, there's
is there
no
mustard,
mustard
or is it nacho cheese?
There are six sauces in the game. There is okay. Ketchup, a cheese sauce, ranch. Mm-hmm. There is like a spicy sauce, like a hot sauce.
Oh, yeah,
ooh,
it's
okay.
just hot sauce. Yeah.
And then there is okay, chocolate all right. and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't... I know you told me it, but you can't, like, customize your Bunger. Like, I can't see this guy and be, all right, I got my peanut butter. Let's get a little Goober Burger action going
well,
on.
Well, no, you can't. Although, speaking of customizable Bungers, there are different forms that you can find throughout
they
the wild.
They are influenced by their environment.
Yeah.
So this is, okay, this is a Bunger that you find in sort of the desert biome.
Isn't it a cowboy bunger? No, this is the BBQ bunger.
The BBQ bunger. Yep.
And you can
okay,
differentiate
like,
it because of the checkerboard wrap pattern that it has and the fact that there's bacon.
Is bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. We got ourselves a little Rally's bacon burger action.
Yeah,
going on.
Yeah. And so that one, again, also meaty and aggressive. That will attack you on sight, and you can't die in this game, but you can be like knocked back several feet.
Yeah. Okay. You get pushed away. I like it.
Yeah.
And it's not the gritty realism of Pal World.
No,
I can't bring up Pal World.
and so now, Dan, I would like to propose to you. How many calories do you think a Bunger is?
Okay, if a Strabby is 400, and we're gonna scale up, so a real strawberry is like 6 calories to 4. There's no way a Bunger is less than 3,000 calories.
Okay, 3,000 calories is a great.
I'm gonna say 3,000.
I think that's a very great, educated guess. We're pausing because my fandom wiki is loading.
Oh, fandom.
Hey, what if there was a website that played 8 videos at a time?
Dude, it is like that ad site. That site is just ads, and it's so wild to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come on. Come on, you guys. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a great guess, Dan. A very educated guess. A Bunger is 30,300 calories.
Are the two different Bungers the same?
A barbecue Bunger is 53,500 calories. Which is, of course, put to shame by this guy here.
Oh.
Okay, this is a big stack Bunger. We are seeing, I don't remember his real name.
This is called the Bunger Royale. And it is 67,700 calories.
Oh my god, that is...
A lifetime.
That's like the same amount of calories as uranium.
Yes.
Now, what makes this one different,
Dan? Yeah, what's different about this one?
We got tot, we got American cheese, and it looks like we got a little pretzel bun action going on. Mm-hmm. I'm a tot guy, so I'm here.
Is it a pretzel bun or is it Texas toast, Walter?
No, that does look kind of like a pretzel bun, like a Wendy's
bun. But it's hard to tell because it's such a light color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's two meat patties. I don't know if it's always had two.
Yeah. But...
oh, no, we got the second.
But this is from the DLC of Bug Snacks, where you go to an island filled with giant bug snacks that are humongous, and you have to shrink them down before you catch them. It's kind of just a fun little extra, extra little mechanic that you have to work with. Very fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the bunger line, I would call them.
The bunger likes. I love it. And I remember you told me there was big bug snacks. And now
can call him the Bunger Royale, but are you really having fun if you're not calling him Big Bunger?
It's Big Bunger. It's just, that is the name that has stuck with me, because it's just the Big Bunger.
Well, and it's also how he says it in game.
Yeah, it's Bunger? Bunger?
And then when he runs at you?
Bunger. Bunger, 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 well, bunger, 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 bunger.
Yep.
Like, the voice acting in this game is spot on. Just dumb Pokemon-like insanity.
All right.
Now, I'm going to be sharing some bug snacks now with you that... are going to kind of seem related, maybe not in an evolutionary line, but I just want you to kind of go with me on this journey here. So this is our next bug snack. And Dan, tell me what you're seeing here.
Oh, it is a cherry on a spring. So this is, again, mm-hmm. with the
Name
eyes,
the boy.
Or it looks like a cherry.
Name the boy.
It's spring... Springy. Cherubi.
Also a fair guess. Kayla, do you know the name of this one?
I remember. Well, I think I do.
It
is
this
Cheery?
This is
Cheery. Okay. Yes.
Another red and fruity bug snack.
Beautiful. Powerful.
Just also upside just upside down.
Is based on a cherry and an ice flea. Because, Dan, if you didn't know, this bug snack is found in the Frosted Peak biome, sort of the Arctic Mountain.
Yeah, area. Okay, all right. That's where you'd see... Oh, because you know what? I wonder if I know the punchline here.
You probably
Hang on, keep
do.
Going, keep going. Yeah.
But it is 7,700 calories.
This is 7,000!
Just for This is a snow flea, by the
horrifying.
Way.
Yeah, it's a little springtail.
A horror
on your skin.
So now,
awful, disgusting.
This is the next one. Dan, tell me what we're looking at here.
Okay, I think I remember. This is a banana, but it has like, do you know those like long weird worm toys, the swoopy worms or whatever they're called?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Noodle
yeah,
worms?
The noodle worms. I think this guy's name is just Banoodle.
No, that's a Djibouti Dubs.
No.
That's a Djibouti Dubs
shit.
Name. But you're actually kind of close. So, yeah. What is this called?
This is,
Show our entire
this
age
is,
on that one.
This is...
That's a
Banopper. This Banopper?
Yes. It is a combination grasshopper and, according to the wiki, a Cavendish banana.
Ooh, fancy, aren't we?
It is listed as both fruity and evasive. Because
okay,
yeah, it leaps between trees, and it is very hard to catch.
I like, yes. Okay, I now see the grasshopper, because the peel like goes up to make legs.
Yeah.
And the first thing I think when I see a banana is, I bet that moves fast.
Yep. It is, you want to take a guess about the calories?
Okay, so you just said that cherry was like 4,000 calories or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way that this thing... I just am assuming we're in no man's nonsense land. 12, 1,000
Actually, a little high. It's 10,500 calories here.
I almost said 10. God damn it. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the fight. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
And now we're going to move on to this next one, and you'll definitely kind of get the joke here. There we go.
Okay, that...
What is this, Dan? What are we looking at?
It is... 3 scoops of ice cream. Why is it looking at me so concerned compared to the other ones?
Aren't you gonna pick me up?
Yeah, it's 3 scoops of ice cream.
I'm just laying here. Aren't you gonna help me?
With the cone with the eyes. This is Neopatini or something?
Ooh, what an interesting name.
It's Neapolitan.
Yeah, I like that.
Cause... I like that. listeners, I drew on my banana and took a picture with the banana.
God, they just keep giving us, this is killing our youth, these impossible body standards.
So anyway, what we are looking at here is, this is a Scoopy.
A Scoopy?
It is a Scoopy. Now, this has a few different labels to it. Well, so first off, it's a mixture of an earthworm and Neapolitan ice cream. It is labeled as sweet, obviously. It is aggressive, which means it's on site.
Aggro ice cream.
It is a burrowing bug snack. And it is also listed as frosty. Now, what that means is that if you touch a frosty bug snack just normally, you will suddenly be frozen solid. You'll have to break yourself out of the ice. You'll kind of be frozen for a couple seconds. And you'll have to find some way to get it without, you know, by thawing it first. So another kind of... a little trick you have to do here.
Okay, I like it. I like it. See, bug snacks is every time
calories?
I hear about bug snacks, I don't know, fucking 20,000 because it's ice cream.
Okay, 83,800 calories.
The fuck? That's just making up numbers.
It is a dessert.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, I'll give it that. Okay,
now
I think I remember.
Now actually, I did want to bring up, because we've talked about eating, and I haven't even really brought this up. But, yeah, so if you do feed bug snacks to a Grumpus, it will obviously take on characteristics. Now, on the bug snacks wiki, someone has painfully, you know, fed a bug snack... of every kind to every kind of Grumpus, so there's a full, full gallery of reference photos. And what happens if you're to max out the bug snacks on every character in the game? But this is what it looks like if you just feed Scoopies to one Grumpus.
Oh my God, that's a nightmare. That is a side villain from the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs reboot.
Yeah, imagine just being okay looking like that.
Why don't you describe what you see, Dan?
Well, I know Grumpus is like a standard blue sort of dude. This is just a man made of ice cream scoops. His hands are cones. His ears are cones. His hand is made of ear. His nose is a cone. He has his normal Grumpus eyes. And then he's got 3 scoops on top of his head. So this man is just—he's just an ice cream sprinkle man.
Yes, this is the mayor of Bug Snack Island, Philbo. If you feed him all Scoopies, there are 12 total characters that you can feed bug snacks to, and so they all can be changed like that. So anyway,
yeah, you can make any flavor of nightmare you like.
We've looked at the Scoopy. We've looked at the Bonopper. We've looked at the Cheery. Now, Dan.
Yes.
If you were to put those 3 foods together, what do you think they would make?
So it makes an ice cream sundae, I'm going to assume.
Or a
but
banana
split. But you
got to
get the chocolate sauce on. Yeah, a banana split.
Yeah.
Which I for the life of me, in my brain, just want to call it Scoopy Banoopy.
It's a Scoopy Banoopy.
Yay!
It is what it is.
You got it, Dan. You remembered the name. Because
I'm just like, I just...
Dan, what
so
are we funny. Seeing?
Scoopy Banoopy.
Well, it's clearly like a Hercules or Goliath beetle inspired, like, little dish with the ice cream, the banana pinchers, the lazy Google Eye cherries, and a tongue, which is the strawberry ice cream. God, this is so good. This is really good, guys.
I guess it apparently it's based on a giant water bug.
Oh, okay, okay. I believe that, too. We got them pinchy bites. Mm-hmm. I like it. Oh, boy.
Ooh, whoa. Holy shit.
Yeah?
I just looked one
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
My God. I mean, I'm thinking of the ones I'd find in my pool. I don't remember them looking like this
guy. Oh, yeah.
Guy.
No, I see those guys a lot. Hell. They're horrifying.
That is hell.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
just gone.
It's just a Scoopy Banoopy. And
oh, it's very good.
He says it. Doesn't he have like a really deep like?
It's a deep marble mouth voice. Yeah. Scoopy Banoopy. This is it's a fruity bug
good.
Snack. It is sweet. It is aggressive. It is
so it will kill me.
It is frosty. Which means if you touch it normally, you will freeze. But it is also one of only a few bug snacks to have the breakable label.
Oh,
because,
so you can punch it.
So with a Scoopy Banoopy, there's a couple others that this happens with. So basically you have to thaw it, which usually just involves setting it on fire. But if you do this, a timer will start, and if you don't catch it before that timer runs out, it will break apart into the Scoopy Banoopy, the regular Scoopy, the Cheery, and the Banopper, and you'll have to catch those three. So it's kind of like a little time trial, like, oh, got a little bit of time left.
Yeah. Now, okay, so you can't catch all three and then fuse them to have your own
Scoopy
Banoopy.
No, you cannot
fuse
them together. Yeah. It's really just that you have to break a Scoopy Banoopy apart.
Yeah. Okay. That's... I like that. I like that a lot. I like this guy a lot. This is my guy.
Honestly, one of the best things. It's called a Scoopy Banoopy because it sounds funny.
It does. Oh, it's good.
It's a fun one to catch,
It's a fun challenge. I'm trying to think if there's any other. I mean, there's these popsicle ones that will split into smaller ones. Smaller popsicles if you break them. But I think the only other one that splits into other, like, different bug snacks, it's called, like, a praying picantus. It's in the desert area. That's fun. Now, okay, so this is finally... We're going to get into a little bit of bug snacks lore. Image I want to show you. This is not... We don't have an official art here. So...
All right. Okay.
Dan, what is this?
Okay. That is like some lime and a shrimp. I see an ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Jello? Strawberry? This is a salad in air quotes that would be served at a Midwestern barbecue.
That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Kayla, do you know what this is?
So, I have not beat the game.
This is the legendary Snacktooth Island cryptid Snack Squatch.
Oh, right, because I didn't finish. Finish the island part. I think that's literally where I am right now.
That's real good.
It is the Snack Squatch. And yes, it is a combination of, I think, about 12 different types of bug snacks all mixed into one. And you will find this. You can only find it lurking around certain parts of the island. and it will not stick around for too long before dematerializing. And you get an achievement for taking a picture of it with your camera.
Nice. Oh, there's even a camera mode in Bugsnax? Oh,
yeah,
really
you gotta take
just...
pictures of this. You gotta take pictures of
okay.
all these.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, yeah, it really is just, like, hey, what if good parts of Pokemon... It's Pokemon Snap meets Pokemon Snack.
And meets depression. Because one thing we didn't talk about is that everyone in Bugsnax is clinically depressed.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
So I have heard.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that is the Snack Squatch. And it does kind of have just, it's a sort of background passive role until the very end, in which it has a little bit of a bigger role.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I like how there's also one that they're like, hey, yeah, this one, you don't get to catch this one, but you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's real cool.
Yeah, and now, we forgot to do this. Hey, Dan. How many calories is a Scoopy Banoopy?
If it's... I fear we have crested to 100,000. So I'm going to say 125,000.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty close. It's 112,500 calories.
Okay. I went just a little over. But, you know, I did... I get an extra Banopper on mine. That's what it was.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key there.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love this.
Yes, so,
I love it so
those
much.
Are some bug snacks that you can catch and feed to your friends, and nothing is wrong.
Yep.
Nothing's wrong even a little bit. Everything
nothing,
is fine.
Nothing is wrong. You catch bug snacks, and that's it. And everyone is happy.
A peaceful life.
And nothing is wrong.
Yeah, what a
no
good, perfect
missing.
Little game.
No one's missing. No one is certainly... getting addicted.
Dead.
No one is certainly dead. No one. It absolutely. It's not possible that characters can canonically die in the end of this game.
Lord,
it's just a nice little Pokemon.
It's
copy.
A nice little Pokemon game. It's like it's basically Pal World.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can. Oh my god, fuck Pal. I love that Pal World like stands right now are on the same level as Crypto Bros. To me, they're like, oh dude, when the next update drops, it's gonna go crazy. It's gonna spike back up.
God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, hey Dan, what have we learned today?
I learned so much, guys. Guys, Bugsnax is real good.
You gotta play. This makes me kind of want to finish it.
Yeah, gotta play the game. It's a great.
Oh, it's
so good.
This
is not sponsored content.
But we'd love to be.
No.
Honestly, if we could help them get a sequel made, I don't know.
What would they do, though?
Hey.
What would they do?
More Bugsnax.
Yeah, that's really it. Well, just more. Can we get more?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, this is the same company that made Octodad, so they've got a brand, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Anyway, Billy's not here to do his thing because he's dead, but on this episode, we didn't cover any Pokemon, but we covered something way better.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We covered eight bug snacks.
Well, this is an interesting question, though, Kayla. Did we cover... Okay, Scoopy Banoopy. Did we... Is that a separate, distinct bug stack than its parts?
It is, actually.
It is.
Because in the journal you get in-game, there's a separate entry for each thing.
Yes, even the barbecue bunger is a difference. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bug snacks and one cryptid.
I love it. I love it so much. Billy's not here to do his thing either of, hey, I don't know, subscribe to us on Twitter. I refuse to call it X.
I eventually might use my Blue Sky. I don't know. Just, you know, have a good April Fool's.
Yeah.
Don't
you
say
got
you're
pranked.
Pregnant.
Yeah, don't say you're pregnant. Don't,
no one died.
Don't hit Billy with your car.
Don't hit Billy with your car and put him in your trunk.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to do that on actual days, Walter. Now everyone's going to think it's a prank.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm at dural.1.name on Instagram. We're gone. Walter, where can they find you?
Yeah,
you can see me post sporadically on Walter Draws at Instagram. If this episode is coming out on April 1st, all my improv shows are done, so you can find me on the streets.
He's just doing street improv. Just, sir,
please, I need a suggestion. No, not a food.
You can find me on Instagram at @Kayla_Kenny.
Okay, we did it. Is this a prank?
I'm back! The trunk couldn't hold me!